For our first speaker tonight, we are going to call up another fine young man who grew up in our shul. We all remember him as a young boy, and we are all proud to have seen him develop into an outstanding Talmud Chacham and speaker in his own right. While he has moved out of New York, I can honestly say that he and his family have kept up a very close kesher with the Rav and Revitzin. It's my very special pleasure to call upon Rav Eli Reisman.
I think when you hear what I have to say, you're going to think there's a conspiracy going on here. I promise you, I had no idea what the proceedings were going to be. We're here to express our hakaras hatayif to celebrate the 25 years of service to the community, specifically the role that Avi Meiri the Rav and Imen Meirasi the Rebbetzin have taken in leading and guiding and caring for the kehillah. My siblings and I, over the last several decades, have sheared our parents with Klal Yisrael in general, and this community in particular. My parents have gone to heroic lengths to make themselves available to the tzibur, while at the same time always being there for us. And yet, forgive me for saying that my siblings and I feel like we're entitled to take a little bit of credit for sharing our mani and our tati with you. Another thing we take credit for is training our parents to become very experienced in every aspect of teenage misbehavior. You know what they call people who share parents with each other, who have the same parents? They're called siblings. I dare say we, you and I, and my brothers and sister share a certain kinship. And in fact, Chazal say in Sanhedrin, Daf Yotes, Amr Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amr Yonasan, Kol HaMelami, Despen Chaveri Torah, Ma'al Dov HaKosav Kil Yoldai. The Rav and Revitzin, in a certain sense, are your parents, just as they're my parents. Now, it's a fact that people express themselves a little bit more freely to siblings than they do to strangers. Ask my brothers. So, you'll forgive me if I frankly express myself, my feelings to my many, many brothers and sisters here. I have to tell you the truth. My parents, Shlita, and Mechanchen, teachers, leaders who work day and night, teaching, giving shiurim, classes, lessons, and when they're not teaching, they're preparing to teach. And when they're not doing that, they're dealing with other aspects of klal work. I want you to know that my father would much rather be learning. That was the sticker on our fridge. Remember the brown fridge? Had a sticker, I'd rather be learning. That's how we grew up. My father's idea of bliss is to spend time in a zero-G environment. I don't mean outer space. I mean a place where there's no cell phone reception. No 4G, no 3G, no 2G, no zero-Gs. He would love nothing more than to go back to Kol and Torah Das and learn Kashrut Taris and never have his picture in the paper on a poster ever again. My father's idea of a vacation is go to a Beis Medrash where nobody recognizes him, usually that's in a Hasidish neighborhood, and sit and learn. You know, the type of vacation he's begging all of you guys to take. My parents have made a tremendous mesiras nefesh. They've given a lot away in ruchnias for the tzibur. Why? Because they know that they're needed to teach and inspire the tzibur. Somebody's gadget is talking.
Yeah, no, I just didn't want them to be on the
floor. ID the Torah l'miflat le'bala. My father spoke movingly about how Rav Pam told him that a Rebbe has to be Meiser Nefesh even in Ruchnius. But it's a sacrifice. You have to know that it's a sacrifice. If you look at the shul building, you'll see that it says, it's a real mouthful. It says, Agudas Yisrael, Zirchen Chaim Tzvi, Agudas Yisrael de Madison, Zirchen Chaim Tzvi, Beis Medrash HaGadol. Also known as Rebbe Reisman's shul. Why does it say so much? Well, Agudas Yisrael de Madison, because it's Agudas Yisrael of Madison. Zichron Chaim Tzvi, because the Rosenthals have dedicated the building. I really think it should say Zichron Chaim Tzvi on their house, because they really dedicate themselves, but also on the building. And why Beis Medrash HaGadol? So my father said many times, he said, we don't need another place to daven in Flatbush. There's always going to be a place to daven, one block this way, one block that way. The reason, the purpose, the mission of building the shul was to build a Makom Torah, a base of operations to fight against the sorry stereotype that when a person leaves yeshiva, their shtagging days are over. That's the purpose, that's the mission of Agudas Yisrael, the Madison, Zichron Chaim Tzvi, Beis Medrash HaGadol. I have to tell you, every winter I get a phone call, and Avi will sympathize, before Hanukkah, like clockwork, for my father's Talmidim in Yeshiva, and they want to know what do they get from my parents as a sign of Akar Sataif. And I'm stumped every year. Now I have a few ideas. It's a very tough question. What sort of thing do you give, what can you give to people who, as my Zayda, Rabbi Spitzer, has written in here so eloquently, people who live for everyone but themselves, people who know and live with the conviction that the best things in life are not things. Let me tell you. Gemara says in Sanhedrin, maybe you've heard this before, Amar Reb Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar Reb Yonasan, Kol HaMalamed es ben Chaveri Taira, Malo V'Kasat Fil Yoldai. What do Yiddish parents want from their children more than anything else in the world? They want nachas. They want to be proud of their children. They want to know that years and years of blood, sweat, and tears, sleepless nights, worries, fears, and hopes have borne fruit, that their investment has paid dividends. They want nachas. When my father Shlita comes into the shul before davening, and their chavrus is sitting and learning 5:30 on a weekday morning, 7:30 on a Shabbos morning, I don't know which one is more of an ace. I know which one is harder. That's nachas. When he comes on a Shabbos afternoon, and there are people plugging away over svarim, when there are bali batin, when I was in yeshiva that was like a bad word, when there are bali batin who are working on basar b'chalav and ribis with the shach and the taz, that's nachas. That's Agudas Yisrael, the Madison, Zichron Chaim Tzvi, Beis Medrash HaGadol, serving its purpose. Whoever truly wants to repay my parents for giving themselves away to the community, give them nachas. Pack the shul on a Thursday evening for the mishmar. There shouldn't be a seat available for the Gemara Shir on Shabbos afternoon unless you're watching your children so the boss of the house can go to the ladies' community shir. Come use the shul. Come on Sunday to learn Shulchan Aruch. Come any time. Bring a chavrusa or two or three. Instead of there being two guys at 5:30 in the morning, or 10 guys, there should be 20, 30, 40. At 7:30 on Shabbos morning, it's very impressive to see, I have to tell you, it's very impressive to see chavrusas learning at 7:30 on a Shabbos morning. That's a time that's really hard to be there. But be that person. One person can be there, so you be that one person. The Panovich Rav, when they dedicated Yeshiva's Panovich, gave a very strange sounding bracha to the yeshiva. He said, Zeh HaGadol Katan Yiyeh, which is a play on the bracha that we give at a bris. Zeh HaKatan Gadol Yiyeh, may this small one become big. He said, Zeh HaGadol Katan Yiyeh, may this big one become small. What was the meaning of his bracha? He said, the yeshiva now looks spacious. His hope was that the yeshiva would become crowded, would become full. Soon we would say, it's a small building, we need to expand. That, my spiritual brothers and sisters, my brethren, if I may be so bold, would be the most rewarding way we could repay my parents, our parents, for giving themselves away for the last 2.5 decades. And to launch the next 25 years, so Langi Yaren of Agudas Yisrael Zichron Chaim Tzvi, Beis Medrash HaGadol, let's make Mami and Tati proud. Thank you.